Do we dare imagine? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The 9/11 report faulted investigators for a failure of imagination. So, shall we imagine? Yesterday, a small plane flew into a 50-story condominium in New York City by accident. Also yesterday, the Justice Department charged this man with treason.
Then we'll have nothing better than the heat of battle, the echo of explosions, and slitting the throats of the infidels.
He is known as Adam Gadan, nicknamed Azam the American, who, as the name implies, is a very American-looking young man turned Islamic totalitarian who stands accused of threatening attacks on various cities.
Now is the time to decide where you want to spend eternity, in gardens of paradise or in the pits of hell.
Let me get back to you on that. And just after this American-looking Al-Qaeda fugitive was indicted for threatening to attack cities, Corey Lytle's plane took off from Teterboro Airport. Without a flight plan or transponder, it circled the Statue of Liberty. Without a flight plan or transponder, it flew past the site of the new Freedom Tower. Then north over the East River, over the Brooklyn Bridge, the Manhattan Bridge, the Williamsburg Bridge, and past the United Nations until it slammed into the Bel Air 13 minutes after takeoff. Reminding us that to have more than 3 ounces of shampoo in your carry-on is considered dangerous, but it is still legal to fly a small plane around New York City without a flight plan or a transponder. Does it take a lot of imagination to imagine what this man...
Death is something every soul must taste, and it may be closer than you or I think.
...might be imagining. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.